And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Andrea Hockappel, who is here in Lafayette to do a one-woman cabaret show at Theater 810, Friday and Saturday evenings, starting at 8 o'clock. Andrea is from Lafayette and is currently living in New York and has been for 3 years now, you were saying?
Yes.
You are a singer, actress, dancer, choreographer, director, and composer.
All those things.
You have quite a palette of skills. Now, before we talk about this show, which is called Fighting Forward, that you'll be performing at the theater, downtown Theater 810. Tell us a bit about your background. You're from Lafayette, and you graduated from Lafayette High.
I did, in 2006. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I went off to Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois, and graduated there with a degree, bachelor's degree in theater, with a certificate in music theater and minor in dance, so all the arts. And then headed up to New York after those 4 years, and I've been there ever since.
That sort of seems like, you know, the dream trajectory. You know, how many people have you heard like singing and dancing their way to New York, and you've actually done it, and you're there. But and you've been thinking about this for a long time, because I have a vague memory of your father or someone playing a recording of you as like a 3-year-old, and it might have even been on KRVS.
Oh, really? That's possible. Yes. I started off as a dancer mainly, mm-hmm. and then of course a musician. My parents mm-hmm. are both band directors, so I played a lot of instruments, studied piano, and always kind of sang in the background.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot when I was little. And then I kind of went through a shy phase and didn't want to sing in front of anyone. And then in my junior year of high school, I actually did a pageant and I sang. I did the Junior Miss program. I sang for my talent, and that was kind of the first time I sang on stage. And from there, it kind of was like, okay, I got to do this. This is what I want to do with my life.
What song did you sing?
I sang Orange Colored Sky.
Orange Colored Sky.
By King Cole.
And what was that feeling? Because you said you'd been shy and didn't really want to perform in front of other people.
Yeah.
What really struck you at that moment?
I think it was weird for a lot of my friends. They thought I would do something else, and I just had this something in my gut, some passion that wanted to try singing in front of people. And I loved it. I loved being able to connect to the audience with my voice. I had mm-hmm. done it on stage just through movement. I had done it through writing music, playing piano, but this was something completely different, singing at the top of my lungs and having people give me energy from the audience that way, feeding back that way. It was amazing.
Well, that's a really interesting way to describe it. It's almost like a relationship you're talking about, you
yes.
know, that you're getting something from them. You're not just giving.
Absolutely.
You're getting as well.
Yeah. To mm-hmm. me, that's what it's all about. Main thing is storytelling. That's what I love about singing and dancing and anything I do with the arts. Mm-hmm. I want to tell a story, but part of telling a story is what you can get back from the listeners and what they're going to continue to talk about, or how they're going to tell the story, or if we all have the same story, how can I tell it in a different way? So the energy is really important to me.
Right.
Really important to me.
Well, tell us about how your interests in music have developed since that moment in your junior year in high school. What were your interests then as far as storytelling and the kinds of music you like, and how did that develop as you went through college in Northwestern?
I'm so lucky that I grew up in a very musical home, and I have had amazing teachers from the very beginning. I studied with Susanna Garcia, and then I went to Lafayette High and was part of the amazing band program, and I've always been given ample opportunities to write music and to try playing it with the band or try playing it with friends or stuff like that. So yeah, I started off there without lyrics. That's something really interesting. The whole beginning of my music career really didn't have lyrics. And then when I got to Northwestern and I started seeing my first shows and seeing the way you can put dance and song and acting all together and what kind of strong storytelling that is, at first I didn't think I could write lyrics. I didn't think that was part of my skill set. And then I just kind of tried it. And now that's a huge part of it. It's singing the lyrics. It's acting the lyrics. It's writing the lyrics.
And what kind of music are you talking about? Are you talking sort of musical theater lyrics or musical theater lyrics?
I'm drawn to musical theater because it's storytelling. That's exactly mm-hmm. what it is. When you listen to some pop music today, there's not a ton of storytelling. If you listen to country music, there's a ton of storytelling. So mm-hmm. I like to see the differences. I like to see if there is any storytelling. Even rap music right now, there's storytelling in there.
Right. But I guess musical theater, I mean, there's obviously a story within each song, but it's part of a larger narrative as well.
Yes.
So it's a much more layered, interesting narrative.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So Northwestern is in Chicago. So you were not only seeing things happening at the school, but everything going on in that city as well.
Yes.
And that's a very vibrant culture there, the musical culture.
It is. I would say the theater world is second to New York. Mm-hmm. Lots of professional theater happening, lots of tours coming through. And I was lucky to be a part of a community where they were connected to the professional community. And also, eventually, towards the end of my schooling, I was able to do some stuff in the professional community and get a little sense of that before I headed out to the big city.
Now, that would strike fear into so many people's hearts, the thought of just taking off for New York. You know, we sort of imagine someone at the train station singing, you know, "So Long, Mom," heading off there. What, was that a difficult move to make, to go from college just to, without a permanent full-time job? I guess that's
exactly what it was. Yeah. It was weird. I've never pictured myself doing – I mean, I never pictured myself singing. Mm-hmm. So it all just kind of lined up. And as my years went by at Northwestern and as I received some amazing training. I felt prepared, and I felt like this is the next step in the journey. Northwestern's really great. They take their seniors out their senior year to New York, and you get to perform in front of agents and casting directors and really kind of get your name out there right at the beginning. And said, well, this is it. If I don't go now, I'm not going to go. So just went.
Well, you know, and as you're describing that, I'm thinking, well, you know, probably a lot of people are familiar with that through Glee.
Yes.
I guess, you know, they think it was the dream of several of those kids in there to head to New York. Well, so tell us what it is like when you actually get to New York. What kinds of things do you do if you have all the interests that you have?
It's hard. New York is a really difficult city, and that's actually part of what my show is going to be about the battles you face. It's a tough city to live in, just from the living situation to how to pay for everything. And jobs are hard. And you have to be going to auditions every morning. I was waking up at 6 a.m., going and lining up hoping to get seen, and then when you get seen, hoping to get called back, and then hoping to get the next job. It's pretty difficult.
Right, which even that process is the stuff of musicals and movies as
well. Yes. Oh, it so is. Yeah. It so is.
Well, and you just mentioned, as we were talking before we went on the air, you said August is kind of the start of audition season.
Yes.
So there's actually a season when I guess people are getting ready for the next year's productions.
Yes, absolutely. Something I didn't really realize about New York is a lot of the auditions are not for New York theater. A lot of the jobs are for all over the country. People come to New York to find their talent. Mm-hmm. So half the auditions, maybe 75%, were for big theaters in Ohio or Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines or anywhere really across the world, which to me, it's amazing. I'm going to go live in New York, but then
you could
might
work
travel
anywhere.
All over the, yes, absolutely.
So it's like a giant talent pool.
It is.
And people go there looking for whatever they need for their productions.
That's it.
How fascinating. So what kinds of – describe some of the auditions that you've been on.
Oh, wow. I've been to auditions for Broadway shows, which is – that's what everybody thinks thinks of. But you have to get at a certain level. You have to be a part of the Actors Union. So it's tough to get there. I definitely had to pay my dues and make my way to be able to even enter those auditions. I've been to auditions for cruise lines. I've been to auditions for, you know, small workshops for musicals that haven't even started and haven't even gotten their, you know, producing backing or anything like that. Those are the shows that you really want to be a part of.
The smaller ones.
Yes.
And
which is interesting.
Is
because then you get to build the role. Then you get to create the character. And then hopefully, if it's a good enough show, it will receive the backing. And then you get to be in that original cast. That's kind of how you make your break as you
That's right,
start.
Because you hear people's names part of the original cast of whatever show that was.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, what is your favorite part about living in New York? I mean, obviously the auditions are a difficult part. I mean, what gives you the most pleasure living there right now?
I actually love auditioning.
You like them.
Which is surprising. That's what people, even people in my career, hate. But to me, it's a game. It's going in there. You have literally a minute and a half to show what you have, and they say what they want, and you go in there and bring the song. I love preparing it the night before. I love if they're saying, come back tomorrow and learn all six of these songs. I love that. And then the other thing is just that there's every opportunity in New York. It's crazy. And a lot of big cities, but you want to take a boxing lesson, it's there. If you want to take a certain type of dance, it's there. If you want to learn this language, there are 1,000 people that speak it. It's pretty incredible that way.
Best resource in the world.
Yeah, it
sounds
really
like
is.
Artistically and for whatever interest you have. I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guest is Andrea Hockepel, who is from Lafayette, graduated from Lafayette High. Her parents are both in music. Her father's a professor here at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette in the School of Music. She's been in New York for 3 years, having a grand time auditioning and just soaking up the culture, the music of New York. She's here in Lafayette, in addition to visiting family. She's going to do a one-woman cabaret show called Fighting Forward at Theater 810 this weekend. This is an original thing, show. You have put it together. Tell us about it. Is it kind of a snapshot of your life in New York, or just sort of a showing of all of your interests and talents?
It is a little bit of a snapshot, or at least of the past 3 years. Basically, cabaret is really big in New York, just being able to do whatever you want. Put whatever you – if I'm in a play, I have to do what's written on the page. But to do a cabaret or to write a cabaret just means a bunch of – a sample of songs put together. So I had a blast picking out which songs I wanted to sing, figuring out how to make it into one giant story, even though they each tell their own little story. Or maybe I have to take them out of context if they're from a show. And then I write a lot of music, and I wanted to be able to perform some of that, even when they're not part of a whole musical or – on an album or something like that. And then in between, I'm doing little monologues or little stories that are definitely autobiographical and tell about the battles I've had in New York, the battles I've had elsewhere, or just funny little stories to flow into the next song or something like that.
So some of these are pieces people might recognize, musical pieces they might recognize, but some you've written. Now, do you write the text and the music?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
I write the music usually on the piano, and then I write the lyrics. And I'm really lucky. I have a very talented band backing me up who have just kind of added their own little take onto it.
So you're going to have a band with you here in Lafayette?
I will,
And
yes.
Have you just kind of put it together? Are
yes.
these friends of yours from here? Or?
One of them I went to high school with, John Tracy, who's my drummer. My bassist and guitarist is my brother, Chris Hockepel. And then I have Hannah Mayo on piano, and she's absolutely incredible. Just doing a great job.
Well, that's amazing to be able to come back into this world and be able to gather a group of incredibly talented friends and family to help back you up.
Yes.
So describe some of these songs that you've written. How would you characterize them?
I really started writing music theater stuff once I got to college. I didn't start writing that. I wrote a lot of pop. I wrote a lot just for orchestra and band. And then when I was majoring in theater and I had all these talented friends who could sing my stuff and even put it together on stage with costumes, that's what I started writing. So I wrote a song for this show to fit around my theme of fighting forward. And I'm doing a piece called Reality TV that I wrote quite a while back. It's a comedy, and it's about what the title is, reality TV. And I've written a piece about love, of course. And
so some of these songs are not necessarily written for a particular musical play.
No.
But you write them in that style, and they could be a part of a theater
they
play
could.
One day.
You'll hear the... even if you haven't been to a lot of musicals or know a lot of theater, you'll hear that style. You'll understand that it could be a part of something bigger. And that's that musical theater style. Or it's just a song from a cabaret. And you could create the own backstory, which is kind of cool, too, to hear what people think. I thought this character was this, or that was you all the way.
So do you ever try to write an entire play? Have you written one?
I'm working on two, actually, but it's such a long process. I'm writing a piece on the California Gold Rush, so it's a lot of research. I've been taking out a lot of books, watching a lot of shows, and it's you know, it could be a 5-6 year process just for the writing, I feel like, but it's something I'm always working on.
But you're doing it.
I'm doing
it. You're working on it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, in your list of talents, you say choreographer as well.
Yes.
So is there going to be a bit of dancing into this cabaret? Or
not much.
Really?
Probably just because I'm going to have to be standing at a mic most of the time.
And it is a small space.
It's a small space.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do quite a bit of choreography for show choirs, for musicals all over the country. I've been really lucky to be to get to go to Oregon and work on some shows, to get to go to Scranton, Pennsylvania, and just see the country and see different, you know, working a lot with kids, which I love.
Now, is this, have you auditioned for some of these pieces, or you just make connections and you travel
just
around?
Just connections, yeah. Just connections. Or they see my reel on YouTube or my website, and they just kind of call me and we figure it out.
Now, that's the other aspect of this that people find so interesting. You know, it used to be, I guess, you had to have a publicist for everything. You know, they were the ones who did it all. But you're talking about putting all this out there yourself, and it reaches so far.
Yeah.
I mean, describe that. What kind of a network do you have of promoting yourself?
It's a different world. It is a different world. You almost don't have to have an agent or a manager or anything like that. If you can, one, go to the auditions, or two, just get yourself out, especially on the internet. Because the first thing people do nowadays is look for you on the internet. They're going to YouTube me. If they know I'm a singer, they're going to try to see what they have. Mm-hmm. It's hard because people will put things that I did not want them to. Or I better make sure that when I'm doing a performance, it has to be good, because everybody records things. But that's how people find me. That's how I get noticed. That's actually my first agent in New York. He found me on YouTube, not even singing, just doing something silly. And he said, "We like you. We think you're funny. Come work for us." Okay.
That is fascinating. And the way you said it too, you're real. Is it like you mean film reel?
Yeah,
almost? People call it reels.
My reel. I have a performance reel. I'm working on a choreography reel, so I can send that out and say, this is some of my work. This is the kind of styles that I choreograph. But my performance reel, I just got up there, and it has some of my best singing performances, but different styles and different characters I can play. And it's good. It has to be like a minute and a half, and it just has to be your best. And hope they like it.
How fascinating. And I love the use of that older term, the real, even though it's high technology, internet. So that is common for people to have these reels of themselves out there.
Yes.
And you are, that's right, you're trying to shape your image rather than let other people shape that for you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I know I have an online personality that could be shaped for me if I didn't take control of it and buy my domain and take care of my own website and put stuff that I feel good about online and hope that gets the most hits. And I've been doing that since beginning of college, I think.
Is that something that they taught you in this program, or that's just sort of common knowledge? In what you studied, were they conscious of helping you shape your image?
A little bit, but it's still fairly new, so I think the colleges are catching on to it. It's something that we talk about within the community, and I happened to be good with computers, so I knew right away that I was going to design my own website. And I want to learn everything, so I get help from people. I'm like, all right, how do I put together this reel? And then we all, even though it's a cutthroat business and it's very competitive, people want to help each other. And if I see somebody who's talented, I'm going to say, you need a website. You need a website today. They're going to look for you, and you want your best stuff right there on the front page, top of Google. So I think somebody probably told me that one day, and I just did it. Oh.
Well, you know, that one sentence you said is probably a clue to your success, and everything that's going on with you right now is, I want to learn everything. your desire to keep learning improving and doing more and expanding yourself. My guest, Andrea Hockepel, is performing her one-woman cabaret show called Fighting Forward this weekend, Friday and Saturday at Theater 810. But obviously, as she mentioned, you can see her reel. On YouTube.
Yep.
And do they just look for your name?
They just search my name and you'll find my website. You'll probably show information will come up
And are you hoping to put a reel of Fighting Forward at some point to have that up there?
I'm hoping I get some good performances out of this, and it's all stuff that obviously I got to choose, and so I like to sing it, and hopefully I'm good at singing them, and they'll put that up there.
All right. Well, so if you attend this performance, Fighting Forward, and someday you see that up on YouTube, you'll think, I was there at the inception of this.
You might hear your laughter.
You might be part of the laugh track. Do people buy tickets there at the door, Andrea, or should they get them ahead of time?
They can, but it's a small house.
So 50 seats.
Mm-hmm. So we're encouraging people to get tickets ahead of time. If you search my name, that's probably the easiest, or we're selling tickets online through Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. You can search Fighting Forward, Andrea Hockepel, and it will come up.
Or call Theater 810,
maybe. Theater 810, absolutely.
Yeah, it's usually not best there to wait till the door. You can try, but it might be best to reserve your tickets ahead of time. And I'm just thinking of all of the kids in this town who are fascinated by music, think they might want to be performers, this would be a great opportunity for them to see what you've done.
I would hope so. Yeah. It's been amazing to see how the theater community in Lafayette has grown just in the past, you know, 3-4 years that I've been away.
That's right. Well, so, Theater 810.
Yes,
arriving
absolutely.
And offering that venue to young performers like yourself. So yes, any parents out there who have children, young people interested in performance, this would be a great opportunity. Or I'm saying that, is this a show for all ages?
Well, I wouldn't say maybe under 10. It would be a little, they might get bored. Okay. It's a concert.
All right.
So, but I think teenagers who are actually thinking about doing this, come on in. They're going to want to see it.
And of course, people of all ages, because it's going to be fascinating and entertaining as well.
Absolutely.
Well, Andrea, congratulations and thanks for coming by to let us know what you've been doing since you graduated from Lafayette High and went off for further north again, now in New York for about 3 years now, and is in Lafayette for a 2-night stand with Fighting Forward at Theater 810. Thank you so much, Andrea.
Thank you.